Still interceding. Christ intercedes. Scripture, Romans 8 verse 34. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, yes, rather, who was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. There is a specific guilt that comes with a prayer life that has gone quiet. Not a dramatic falling away, just weeks, then months, of not really showing up. And somewhere in that silence, a fear settles and that God has moved on too, that his attention toward you tracks your attendance at the conversation. Paul asks the question every anxious conscience eventually asks, who is he who condemns? Then he answers it by stacking up everything Christ is actively doing right now. It is Christ who died, yes, rather, who was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. For claims, and the last one is present tense. Still happening. Not something Christ did once and set down. Intercession means Christ is speaking on your behalf before the Father in this moment, whether or not you have spoken to him yourself today. He was not waiting for your prayer streak to resume before he would take up your case again. He never set it down. Hebrews says the same thing another way. He is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he lives forever to make intercession for them. Your standing was never resting on how consistent your own prayers have been. It rests on his declaration. He is praying for me right now, whether or not I manage to pray for myself today. Read further. Hebrews 7 verse 25. 1 John 2 verse 1. Hebrews 4 verses 14 to 16. Romans 8 verses 26 to 27.